Long cold winter have you thinking about a wood-burning appliance? We're visiting today with Scott Sanford, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Scott, what are some things people should think about if they're considering a wood-burning appliance?
Well, one of the biggest things is the efficiency of the unit. There's a lot of older wood stoves out there, especially the outdoor wood stoves, that are very inefficient. The average efficiency of some of these devices is 40% or less, just like a box you're throwing wood into. The good thing is there's newer type stoves. The EPA had a voluntary program trying to get manufacturers to increase their efficiency of their stoves, and it's worked.
What do people look for if they're looking for an efficient stove?
EPA has third-party testing. The information with smoke, one of the concerns is smoke emissions. So when you have more smoke, you have less efficiency. So you can go to their site. It's called BurnWise, and you Google that, and you should get to it. And there's a list of the efficiency of stoves that they tested. Not every manufacturer is required to test their stoves, but the ones that are tested are listed there.
Those stoves that have been tested, do they typically advertise as such?
You can ask, if you go into shopping, you can ask the dealer, and it'll be a EPA white tag, and it'll list the efficiency of it, plus the smoke emissions and stuff on it.
What kind of efficiencies are we looking for to be a good wood-burning stove?
Typically, we were looking for 70% or better in efficiency.
What are some of the things to be gained by this more efficient stove?
Well, the one thing is less wood to cut. Because, you know, there's some people who think wood is free, but last I checked, it takes a lot of labor and equipment to cut wood. So the biggest thing is you're going to use less wood.
Scott, are there times when people would be better off selling wood than burning it?
Yes, if they want to save some money and they have a wood lot. Many times they'd be better off selling the cordwood for people to use in the fireplace and then paying their energy bill otherwise, whether it's wood pellets or maybe even natural gas. Natural gas is actually the cheapest source you can find these days. It's probably averaging about $9 a million BTUs. Wood, if you've got an outdoor wood boiler that's not very efficient, can be almost $30 a million BTUs.
Is there some place people can go for more information about this topic, Scott?
Yes, we have a brochure or fact sheet, 16-page fact sheet, with a worksheet to help you with trying to figure out the efficiency compared to what you're using now. You can Google Learning Store, Wood Heating Appliances, and that should take you to a search that'll pop that up.
We've been visiting with Scott Sanford, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.